Michelle, I got a big one.
A big one?
No, not that. Namaste. Big this week, guys. If we have any yoga or meditation people in the audience, which we actually did try a little bit, you and I, and we think meditation's great. But there was, I don't know who told me, but namaste is, it kind of means, it's a soul-to-soul greeting, namaste. It's like I recognize the soul in you, and you recognize the soul in me. Beyond the body. And so namaste is like a hello, but it's not a body hello. It's okay. it's sort of a soul to soul hello. It's sort of like a peace be with you for the Catholic listeners. Do you know what I mean?
I do. Can I jump in for a second here? Can I tell a funny story?
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, about a year ago or a year and a half ago, all of a sudden, Steve stumbles upon the word namaste. Okay, so I get the whole lecture about what namaste means, and you're hot on namaste. Do you
love
remember
the namaste.
That? So now, every time Steve texts anybody, the end of your text diverts to namaste.
Right. So now, if I'm saying something like, even if I'm angry, I'm like, I can't believe you did that, I hate you. Namaste at the end. Because it's a default setting on the text.
So we have mutual friends who now come up to me. They don't come up to you. Why I ask, I don't know. They come up to me and say, what's at the end of Steve's text? Namaste? didn't someone write at the end something else now? Like they diverted there.
Oh, some people say Shante.
Shante.
Shante, which is also another type of way to say.
Which is very nice, but that was so
hello,
funny back
or,
then, like
yes.
A year and a half ago. They're like, namaste. What does that mean? So anyway, so with some research, it has quite a bit of meaning, actually, right?
Right. It's sort of a bow to you, and it's a bow to me. It's a recognition. You know, if you've ever taken a yoga class or a spin class or anything spiritual in those exercise classes, they always end the class with namaste.
Right, and it originates in India.
Yes. And so it's sort of a bow. It's a spiritual bow to you. And when you say it back to me, it's a spiritual bow. And basically what that is, it's just reminding whoever is hearing it or saying it that we're more than the body. We're actual spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of, it goes deeper than the hello, goodbye, you know.
Right.
So it's funny, I did forget. I was wondering, like, why people are saying Shanti to me back.
Right.
And I didn't realize that I defaulted namaste on my text. And I thought how nice it is.
So every time, anything you said, be there at 5, namaste.
Yeah.
I'll see you then. Everything. So
yeah.
Now these.
Yeah, bring the margaritas, namaste.
Yeah.
You know, whatever it is. So so beyond that, yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, beyond that, beyond defaulting my text messages to namaste at the end. You know, people do peace, love, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know, it's very nice. It's very nice.
It was funny at the time.
Yes.
Now
apparently it's hot, namaste. I'm seeing license plates. I'm seeing T-shirts, you know.
Well, what was your recommendation the other day? What did you say
okay.
to me? Now, secretly, when you meet someone
yes.
or you see
Here
them.
Is a very beautiful thing. Now, with all of the nonsense and the stress, and you just want to kill everyone, you know, really.
Right.
Sometimes you
no,
just, not literally, but, you're just at your end. It's very hard, I'm going to admit, to look into someone's eyes when you first see them. Could be your husband, could be your kid, could be a student, could be a neighbor, could be a stranger. When you make an eye, like we're doing right now, you're gazing into my eyes. Now that you're gazing into my eyes, have you said namaste to me yet?
No.
No, silently to yourself?
No, but I'm going to.
Okay, this is what you do. When you first make eye contact to another person's eyes, which is the window to the soul, as we all know.
True. True.
You have to silently say, this is what you have to do.
Okay.
You have to say silently namaste.
Now let me ask you
in your head to them, and they will realize that you did it. They won't even realize that you did it, but they'll realize that something special has happened.
Oh.
And they will recognize that your eye contact. It could be a stranger. You could be on the DMV line getting your license plate renewed, and you want to kill the woman behind the counter because you've been up there 3 times.
So when you're making peace with their soul.
When you make peace with their soul and the namaste, you've made peace with yourself.
Right.
And we all get lifted up to a higher level. And I actually started doing this.
I was just going to ask.
And
is it working?
Well, it does work, actually.
I am going to.
So I want your thoughts on that. Like, what do you feel?
Well, let me ask you. Okay, so you tell me who you did it with. Or, you know, we don't have to use names, but tell me how it worked. Because I think this should be a homework assignment.
Oh,
like, space. I am going to go home
tonight.
Well,
I think you should start with your husband and your wife first, or your girlfriend and your boyfriend.
Right, right.
Because we got to start somewhere.
Yeah, and I wonder if we take note of the behavior or whatever, you know, happens after, like the conversation. Mm-hmm. If it's on a more peaceful level.
I just said it to you. Did you feel it?
No. No,
it takes a while.
I was just thinking. Yeah, no, I said it to you before. But you're not someone that I really need to, like, squash the...
No,
not that you have to do that with...
Listen, do you ever walk into a room and someone's playing Bejeweled on their phone and no one recognizes that you've been in the room? Okay, that there is sort of a disrespect on the soul level because you're so busy with the iPhone and I've walked into... Oh, I mean, someone could walk into the room...
Right.
And we don't even, not even recognize the body, which is sort of, you know, but the soul was sort of kicked into.
What, you know, God forbid you want to play like a scramble or Bejeweled or act possibly a little immature for a minute or two, which is not even immature to be to like a word game, actually, that expands on your vocabulary, might I add. But God forbid someone should walk in the room and you're in the middle of that timed. If anybody is listening plays Scramble, you know that you only get 2 minutes. So every second counts.
Okay?
Thank you. And when you enter the room, if it's you're at 59 seconds left,
you can't even grunt a hello.
Well, you're in the middle.
Okay.
You know, not everything doesn't have to stop. Let's talk about that, too.
It's actually true, and I joke. I had walked into Michelle's classroom. She was busy with the Bejeweled. It was the Monday after a weekend, and I barely got a grunt out of you. It was like, and I'm like, good morning, and she's like, and I'm like, God forbid you look up and forget the namaste. I mean, can I just get a hello? So we all slip from time to time. And
some of us have more needs than others. Some of us, if we recall the independent dependent stage and the codependent, that may have been a codependent moment.
So if you're at the grunting stage like Michelle is, you might want to listen to this recording and actually try the hello first and then work your way into namaste. All jokes aside, this namaste can change your life, and it will change yourself while you're saying, and say it aloud,
well,
too.
Well, you know what, too? You're actively, just for yourself, actively on the positive.
It's a reminder. Right. It's a reminder that who you're speaking to, whether you love them or hate them, all is...
And one day you may love them, and one day you may hate them, apparently.
Right.
That's how
well, we've been down that road, yes. And so some of us are in therapy because of other people, and now I got to pay a $20 copay every week. But that's another story.
All because of Scramble.
No. So here's the bottom line, and we're going to switch topics. Namaste is something that you should start. Say it silently, look into someone's eyes, and say it, and you will be amazed if you just, it's a reminder. It's almost like, oh, right, I'm more than just the body.
Right.
And that really is something that is worth saying. And also, put it as a default on your text and see the buzz that is created. I mean, if I tell you the stirs that I made with this dumb thing, I put on the default on my text, namaste.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Because I remember everyone asking me.
I
don't know. What are you asking me for?
Yeah, they all come to you. They don't come to me.
No, I get all the, I'm like the doormat.
Any problems, see Michelle. No. I want to switch topics.
Okay.
As you know, I teach tennis, all right? I was a tennis pro and a tennis instructor long before I was a teacher. And I'm always teaching. You know what I mean? I'm always with people.
Are we going into Shining Star?
No, we're going into spring. And my client had told me something that I want to pass to you. Okay, Christine. She's wonderful. She's spiritual too, and we laugh. And she's sort of the weekend. She's the weekend you. Okay, I have you Monday through Friday. I have Christine Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, very nice.
Every day for 10 years, I've been arriving teaching tennis to this woman. Great woman. Anyway, she told me a theory. She said that the earth is energy, and we're energy.
Right.
Okay. We all kind of got that. That's like level one.
Okay.
For some.
For some.
On the levels.
Right. And the Earth in the springtime is trying with all its might to push out all the energy from the Earth.
Right.
And everything is working to bloom and to flower and the pollen and the leaves, and
even
it's like
the insects
and things are being hatched and born and defroze. You know, it's a whole thing. It is.
Defrozen.
Thawed out. I mean, you should see what's going on in the spring. And so what's happening to the humans? Seriously, what's happening to the humans is we're suffering. Because the Earth has no time for us.
Right.
I mean, you know, we are now suffering with allergies. I got a frog in my throat. You got pink eye. It's a mess. And here's the bottom line. The springtime is all about nature. Okay.
Well, you know what? You know how this came up? It was about everyone being tired.
Everyone's so tired.
Everybody's so tired.
I don't know if everyone's tired out there, right, but in the spring, soon as March hits, everyone's exhausted.
That's right.
And then in the fall... What the opposite?
That's
now, it could be the same temperature, Michelle. It's not about temperature, because I know in the fall, oh, it's 50s, you put your sweater on. It's 50 in March, and I'm exhausted, and I got allergies. So what's the story? The story is that, in her theory, is that in the fall, everything's going dormant in the fall. And the leaves are falling off. Everything is kind of going back. It's a contraction.
Right, like the Earth's energy is going down.
It's
like
a contraction.
Yeah.
And... So, therefore, we absorb all the extra energy from the Earth.
Okay.
All of that energy from the Earth that was pushing and pulling and blooming and everything is now freed up for us to use.
Right.
And so now we feel this, like, euphoric energy in the fall. Okay?
Right.
So I thought that was interesting and amazing because it ties us all in to something bigger. Okay,
right, you're not just
Michelle, the co-host. You are Michelle, part of the bigger universe.
Right, all intertwined.
Yes.
Intertwined.
Yeah, intertwined. So I thought that was very interesting, I don't know. Isn't that great? So just feel that you're part of something, and if you're tired in the spring, you realize that, well, Earth's busy. Earth's busy trying to bloom and trying to get the hostas up and, you know, grow the grass and grow the cherry trees and all the nonsense. And we are, you know, okay, so we're going to be a little lethargic and struck, you know.
And let's take notice. Once everything is bloomed, let's take notice if the level of, you know, people complaining or expressing how tired they are, stops and they're... Back to having a little more energy, because then the energy will have been used up, and now the Earth is ready to give it back to us.
Right.
You know, that's very interesting. I never thought of that.
And it's a wow. It was a wow to me, and I remembered it for a couple of months. And I told you the next day, and you're that makes sense.
Yeah, because everybody's tired. Every day, at least two or three people have expressed to me that they were tired, like out of just in passing.
Everyone's tired.
Everyone was tired.
So, you know, it's kind of nice. And if you believe that we're all energy, humans are energy, Earth's energy, we're all part of the bigger energy, then if all the energy is being sort of directed to nature at that moment in the spring, then there's just less of it for us. So we have no energy. So I thought that was interesting. Topic 3. This is a big one.
Mm.
All right.
This was a funny one.
This is a funny one.
Well, let's start out by... telling about the text that I received from you.
Yeah, I had just left my wonderful, wonderful therapist, who I've started seeing, by the way. Not that I have major issues, but I started seeing her because I was going through some major, changes, you know, in terms of, location and housing and, career and all this stuff. So I wanted to go see her. And anyway, so now I just like going because someone listens to me finally. And, seriously, who goes to therapy out there?
I hope everyone listening realizes what I've been going through.
Finally, someone looks up from her cell phone and acknowledges that I'm in the room and I got to pay her $20 to do it. So anyway, I go to therapy. And we talk about whatever. And she said that I'm a shining star.
Oh, right. That was the text. So that was the text. Day I get a text.
So I immediately, I'm like, you know what? What do you mean I'm a shining star?
Oh, this is the exact text in quotes with an exclamation point. I am a shining star. So my response is, well, it is clear there is no self-confidence issue.
Yeah.
Who texts to someone, I am a shining star?
Well, I put it in quotes, and I never say they're a shining star? And do you believe it? Do you actually believe you're a shining star?
No.
Okay, well, you're with 98% of the people because I didn't believe it. I'm like, what is she talking about? I'm a shining star. She said, look, she said, every person is their own shining star. And whether you believe it or not, that's another question. And you should be celebrating and taking the moments of success and not underplaying them, not kind of rushing them along, you know, like, it's nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
Or, you know, you can be someone else's shining star and not even know it. Like,
true.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day. I guess it goes along with shining star. But really, what are we here for, really? Okay? To hopefully, you know, do the right thing, make people happy, help people, enjoy a peaceful life, mm-hmm. be successful in whatever way that means to you. However, many people, and a lot of very good people, don't recognize themselves for their shining moments or star, qualities, which, you know, when you do something nice to someone else at that moment, or maybe forever, you are their shining star. Sometimes it's just a few words that, or something you do.
Right.
And I think we blow it off. Like, I met up with an old friend, she turned 40, and this is a childhood friend who I grew up with, really, from elementary school on, and I've been through a lot with her, and she's been through a lot in her life with a lot of different, you know, issues, like eating disorders, just different things, mm-hmm. but not on a small scale, you know. Mm-hmm. And she was talking to me at lunch and telling me a story about something that had happened between her and I and how I had helped her or whatever it is that I did. And it made me think of when you were telling me about being a shining star. The whatever it is that I did, which is irrelevant, didn't. It was just me responding or trying to, mm-hmm. you know, help or whatever. But to that other person, it was huge. Yeah. It could be life changing. Actually, right. For her, it was. You know, and sometimes right. It's just being honest with someone.
Right.
So this whole shining star goes into so many different is on so many different levels. Like you're saying, you could be a shining star to your tennis clients who you make happy every single week. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And you're just, I'm just teaching tennis.
Right.
Well, that's to you, you're just teaching tennis.
Right.
But to the people that you're teaching,
right.
or the children in your class,
right.
or your friends,
right.
you know what I mean?
Right. Or your kids.
Or your kids, or anybody, or your
right.
pet. Like, right. it just, so...
Well, it's the belief that I find it's easier to believe that we might be someone else's shining star, that we've, for instance, it was harder for me to believe that I was a shining star.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I was, I felt like, and listen, I feel like I'm on a journey of spirituality, and I still felt it.
Right.
That I was, not that I wasn't important, but I felt like to celebrate my successes were more of a bragging than a recognition of how special I am.
Right.
And it sounds kind of silly to even say it because I never say it. Isn't that amazing?
Right, like
when's the last time you said out loud you're special?
No, I don't think I ever have.
But are you?
Am I special? I sometimes. I would assume.
How
sometimes.
Often?
How often am I special? I don't know. I don't know. That I don't know. I would hope every day to someone. Like, I feel...
Do you feel special?
Do I feel special?
I know. I put her on the spot. All these years looking at this one, and all of a sudden I asked her, like, Nixon. And I asked her for the Nixon tapes.
Well, I know. They're locked up. No.
And be honest, because if you don't... I mean, I see you as very special.
Well, and I see you as very
special. See, it's easy. See, here's the point.
Can you recognize your own star quality, your own shining star in yourself?
Without having someone to say that you are. Like, for instance, I see you as special.
Right.
But you don't. I see you as more special than you see yourself, and probably vice versa. So here's the thing out there, and you're with us. You're in the same boat as us.
Right.
Trying to recognize that you are wonderful and special. And it's, I know we opened up as a joke because it is so silly to say it, but,
well, it was. Yeah,
but how often do we say to our kids, you're special, you're in your own way, and, you know, we give them the ability to see the special, you know, qualities in themselves, but we don't see them in us. And so when I ask you a very simple question, are you special, you're like, sometimes. Well, really, is all the time. Not that you're...
So are you saying we're all special all the time?
Absolutely.
We're all... Everyone is a shining star all the time.
See, but...
But I don't necessarily agree with that.
Oh, well, no, we are all special all the time. You may act in ways that are not
shining star up, quality.
Not, of course. Okay. You know, we're not walking around perfect human beings. So, but believe in the inner core. You, as a person, are magnificent, wonderful, and shining. Whether you believe it or not. If you don't believe it, then you're not going to act it.
Oh, that makes sense.
You understand?
Yeah.
See, if I didn't believe...
I'm feeling like I know people, and I am not one to be negative. I know people who are not shining stars. I do know.
Well, do you believe that they are, though? And they just don't realize it. Because here's the thing, and this is going a higher level than we normally do.
Right. Well, no, what I'm saying a selfish person is not, to me, a shining star. Someone who only thinks of themselves.
But people who are selfish don't think they're shining stars. That's why they're selfish.
That's what I got a sentence or two ago. That makes sense to me. Yeah. If you don't feel that you're good enough, or you don't feel special, or you don't feel like you are, you know, whole inside,
Listen,
then you don't act that way.
Research has shown that the bullies were bullied. The people who were abused were probably abused.
Right.
So it's the feeling of yourself feeling not special will enable you to do behaviors that are looked upon as not special. So I think it all has to start with feeling that you're special and believing it.
Right.
And then you will rise to the occasion.
Right.
You will rise to your special occasion. And I just discovered, I got to be honest with you, I've been holding this mic for 3 years with you, most of which talking about the past. Right. But I'm okay with the past, and I'm working on the present,
right,
trying to get somewhere with you. So I think that this could be the biggest thing ever, is actually believing that you're shining and that you're wonderful. Whether you've behaved in the past contrary to that, it doesn't matter. It's just because you haven't believed it up till now. And that is what my meeting, I walked out of there feeling like $1 million. Okay. And it was amazing. So if you have a wonderful thing that's happening to you, embrace it, cherish it, tell it. And don't diminish it and just make it go away and say it's nothing. Because if you diminish the event, you diminish yourself.
Okay, so let's give a quick example. And that's without bragging. So there is a difference.
True.
Okay? So let's give an example. Can you think of something that would be a shining star moment for just an average, like us, an average person?
Well, there's so many, but... Okay, for instance, let's just say you made a great dinner.
Okay.
Okay, because we both cook,
right.
You and I.
Okay.
And we both basically do the cooking in our house.
That's right.
And someone says, oh, this is really good. This is wonderful. Okay, so how are you going to respond to that?
Right, I wouldn't even take the credit. I would say it was someone else's recipe, to be honest. Usually,
okay.
I'm like,
well, there you go.
You know.
Okay, so here are the responses.
So
it's nothing.
Right.
It wasn't a big deal.
Right. It could have used more.
It could, yeah, you know what? I taste it this way. You know, I got this recipe from, it's a deflection of,
right.
Thank you. I love it too.
Yeah.
And that's not bragging.
No, not at all.
But it's got to start, Michelle, by accepting the specialness in you from others and from yourself in order to build on it.
Yeah.
And you build on it. And then it's not a bragging thing. It's an accepting thing because you did really an amazing... Like, it's so much easier to see it in someone else.
Right.
No, and that's the point of this recording, is that I see it in you, but you don't see it in you.
And... the more you see it in yourself, the more you project.
And right. See it in others.
And see it in others and
absolutely.
Be, like, differently.
Right.
So I guess
well, I think it all, you know, overeating, overdrinking, going to stimulants, it's all about filling something inside of you that you can only fill yourself.
True. That's most things you can only fill yourself.
And I know, you know, I joke because it's funny, but I could only fill myself up, not from you.
Right.
I can get things from you.
That's right. You can enjoy.
But you cannot complete me.
I cannot complete you.
And you know, I know Jerry Maguire in that movie said, you complete me, but don't believe it because you cannot. I mean, you're not going to go to a partner to do this.
No, you can't.
You can't. You could marry 12 people. Right. Hello, stop walking down the aisle. It's not working for you. You know what you got to do? Put the dress away. Put the tuxedo away. Save yourself a lot of money on lawyer fees.
Right.
Listen, you got to fill yourself up first before you get filled up by someone else.
That's right. And then it's so much better.
So much better.
It is.
So I'm not there yet, but I'm closer than I was. And
let's end there.
And let's end there because this was big. I told you this was big. And thank you for your emails, everyone. We do love to hear your story. Laugh or go crazy at yahoo.com. Thank you.